As we were singing the song today and we were calling forth the nations, and I'm not sure if it was in that song or the other song, you know, it was a calling out for us as Israel. And I'll always go to the mind, well, who is Israel, right? Because when we come from our fundamental Christian background, we picture Jews, right? That's what we say. They're the Jewish people. But that's not the biblical definition of Israel, right? When we go over into Romans and we find out who is Israel, we go into the book of Revelation, and it's those who sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, those who have the testimony of Yeshua and keep the commandments of Elohim. So we ask ourselves, well, what were they talking about when they were reading those scriptures? The only thing they had when the New Testament was being written, the people we read about in the New Testament, what did they live by? What did Yeshua live by? He lived by everything from Genesis to Malachi. So when we discount that, well, and I know you guys know that, but when we discount that, then we lose two-thirds of the truth that we're supposed to be walking in, because we were told it was done away with. Yahweh, out of his mouth, said it's eternal. In fact, it was before he ever wrote it down on those tablets. It was. Amen. So I always ponder that when we sing anything about Israel. Do we know that when we have received Yeshua as the Messiah and keep his commandments, everything written to Israel is who you are? Because if you'll open up to Jeremiah 31, and we're going to go to 31. That's an easy place to remember, Jeremiah 31, 31. Amen. Who does it say that if you are in Yeshua, you are of the seed of Abraham? Not seeds as in many, but one seed. It's the seed of Abraham. So when we're about to read Jeremiah 31, 31, this is the covenant he's talking about being handled again. Amen. Okay? He says this, "Behold, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Now, that's what I heard all my life. Well, not all my life, because I wasn't a Christian all my life. But all my Christian life, that's what I heard. He's making a new covenant, and it's found in Jesus. What I didn't know was the Hebrew meaning of this word here. See, our English Bible put in the word new. So when we read new, we think different. Right?
Amen.
But that's not what it means at all in the Hebrew. It's the word, the root of that word means to renew, repair, or make fresh. When you renew your marriage vows, you're not doing a different husband. You're renewing the original thing that was ever made. So what was the original covenant ever made? Was the covenant he made with Abraham, all the nations will be blessed in you.
Amen.
And that's who Yeshua came through, was the seed of Abraham. So the promise came before the covenant written down came. So that's what we're in. So the promise, the law could never do. So we get mixed up. We get mixed up thinking that the Sinai experience, get the law given at Sinai, does away with the law given to Abraham. But it's this covenant made that gets you to how to live as redeemed people.
Amen.
And this is where we get confused, I think, a lot of times. And why is it good that we repeat this from time to time? Because we have young people growing up that when they're 6 and 7 years old, they don't have a clue what we're talking about up here. But all of a sudden, they hit 13, and we say this again, and they get it.
Amen.
And they're able to understand their faith. What are we doing? So here's what he says. Yahweh, I will renew a covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Now, can I ask you a question? I had to meet my Waterloo with this. Do you read that he's also going to make it with the church? Is there a third entity there? With the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And when Jeremiah was exhorting today from Ezekiel, I'm telling you, every time I have to hold myself back because I could get in preach mode. I love that chapter. Mm-hmm. Because you know what he says? He takes the house of Judah, We have a stick over here that separates, and written on it is the house of Judah on the in Hebrew. On the other one is the house of Israel, which is the house of Joseph. And he's going to take those two sticks that were separated and make them one in his hand. You want to know who the new man is? It's the split that happened with Rehoboam and Jeroboam coming back together, and they become Amen. One in his hand.
Amen.
That is who we're grafted into. Romans 11 says that we are grafted into Israel. So this whole idea that there's the church and then there's this, the law, you know, the commandments of Jesus was given to the church. And then the commandments of God, that's how it was told to me, is given to the Jews. There's only one law, and that's multiple Amen. Times in the Bible. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There is one law for all. And Amen. Solomon even said that in Ecclesiastes 12, when I Amen. Put that out in the Daily Delight. He said, here's when everything is said and done, the conclusion is this. Fear Yahweh and keep the commandments, for this is for every person.
Amen.
Every person.
Amen.
Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares Yahweh. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Yahweh. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people.
Amen.
So here's what he's saying. I'm not putting it on stone anymore. I'm putting it on... Isn't it interesting that our heart looks like tablets? When you take it Amen. Out, you can see mm-hmm. it kind of looks like a tablet. And this is where he's writing the Torah on our hearts and on our minds. Now, why would he write something on there and then tell us, this doesn't apply today, Yeshua? He got rid of that. He fulfilled that. Fulfilled does not mean abolished.
Amen.
Fulfilled does not mean over, end, gone, not, don't, never again. It means I came to fill it up with meaning. I'm going to show you what this means to obey me from the heart.
Amen.
You know, we say, and I'm guilty of this, because there's something in us that just wants to give people a buy and an out and to be, you know, it's okay when they've sinned. Well, Yahweh knows their heart. Yahweh knows their heart. Well, if we are judged by the intentions of our heart, not by what we do, then they would not have been judged at the golden calf incident that we read about in our Torah portions this week. Because their intent was to worship Yahweh. That's what it says. To worship Yahweh through that golden calf. So if it's only by the intentions of our heart that we're judged, then they should have never been judged. But it is the intentions of our heart and what we do.
Amen.
Right? So the Greek mind says it's either this, it's our heart, or it's this, what we do. That's a works-based faith. It is not a works-based faith. It is a faith that shows its faith by our works. You don't even know that you have faith unless you do what he says to do, right?
Amen.
So if they would have heard what the Father really said all along those approximately 2 years that the plagues were happening in Egypt, and then as they were crossing that Red Sea, if they would have really heard those 3 months that they were journeying to Sinai, if they would have really heard, they would have known, do not make a golden calf to worship me.
Amen.
But their heart was to worship him, but they worshiped him in the wrong way.
Amen.
And many people died as a result of that. So this is what we want to do. We want to do it the way he says to do it, when he says to do it, right? But not just doing it for the sake of doing it, not just doing it to check off a box, not just doing it because we want to have the spirit of correctness. Do we want to do it correctly? Absolutely. But we want to do it from the heart. We want our will to line up with his will. Amen. Our ways to line up with his ways, because they're so much higher than our ways. And so when we, with a whole heart, with our whole heart, we prepare for Shabbat. With our whole heart, we worship Him together and apart. See, it isn't just that we congregate and worship Him just on the seventh day, but we also do it every day from the heart. But one does not replace the other. They each have their purpose and what they show forth. So as we head into Passover, amen. I'll close with this. He wants to renew the covenant,
amen,
in our hearts, so amen, that we can come up in this year. We can be better than we were last year,
amen,
more obedient than we were, more joyful than we were,
amen,
to keep His commandments, that we would be a shining example. When Paul went to the Gentiles, what did he take them? The truth that Yeshua is the Messiah and His way of life, and that is obedience to the Torah. That's the same thing we have to take. We have to live it, but we can't take it to anybody if we're not living it ourselves, because that's hypocrisy. So as we start, even today, and Mark, I'll be willing next week,
amen,
will continue preparing us for Shabbat. That's what we want to do. Start examining our lives to make sure that when we take that cup, that we are fully examined and capable. And I'll tell you this, if it's within our own power, within our own strength, no way. But if we submit ourselves to His power and His strength and the covenant He desires to renew in us, absolutely, we can do it.
Amen.
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 Very good. Amen.